Evening. This is the September 24th, 2007 meeting of the Subcommittee for Campaign Finance Reform of the Pacifica National Board's Election Committee. And we are meeting for an hour before the Election Committee meeting itself. This is Carolyn Burden acting as chair. And if people would introduce themselves, then we can work on an agenda. Thank you.
Terry Goodman, KPFK.
Mm-hmm. Henry North, KPFA.
Zach Van Aken, KPFK.
All right, and Carolyn Burden from WBAI. Let us go ahead. We had only one item on the agenda, and actually two. And without a... the National Election Supervisor here, we hardly have that. I think the item was, well, let's do an agenda first. Do we need another meeting? One of the motions made last time was that we do not need to meet again pending the outcome of this meeting. What is your feeling on that?
Terry on stack.
Terry?
I think whether or not the subcommittee needed to meet was dependent upon an opinion from counsel. I don't know if we got one.
No, I mailed Casey yesterday, the National Election Supervisor, and asked if he had one. And I have not heard back. The only opinion from counsel we have is informally from Gregory Wonderwheel on that particular issue, but we've had nothing from counsel.
Well, one thing the committee can do is set a next meeting date, so that may be the only thing the subcommittee can do, so that should certainly be on the agenda.
Yes, I think so. The alternative was if this motion was not passed or approved, we were going to consider this a substitute motion, Henry Noor's motion. And I think the status of that then would be dependent on what we do about this motion. Do we want to enter the informal opinion that we have on this, or just perhaps adjourn this meeting until we have an opinion?
I think we should set adjourn to a time certain. Pick a meeting date to next meet because there's no regular meeting schedule for the subcommittee.
An alternative, I think, would be to refer this to the committee itself. But since we exist,
and here, is it the situation that we don't know whether or not there was any ruling from Dan Siegel or
I've had no word on any. Right. I've had no word from either Dan or Casey Peters. I think Casey was to have asked him and gotten back to us, and we have not gotten any word from either quarter.
So we might at the full committee meeting.
Ah, that's a possibility. That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we should then set a tentative meeting. We could do another Monday night, October, looking at the calendar, October 15th is free.
Is it not the case that we've effectively missed the boat for this election anyway?
That is true. Probably that is so, although the old rule still stands, you mean?
You're right. And anything new we did at this point wouldn't take effect now. So
I think it would at this point. I think in 3 weeks it will not. It might be too late, although actually the current rule in place would be in place until we changed it. And unless someone wanted to do a mailing and decided it was too late by next month, then the current ruling would stand.
But I guess I was never clear who sets this kind of election rule. I mean, obviously this subcommittee alone doesn't. But suppose, for instance, that we had a opinion that the motion from last time was legal, then what would have to happen before it would go into effect? Does it have to go through the PNB? Can the NES implement it unilaterally?
That's a good question, Terry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the executive director who acts for the foundation in granting or denying access to the list.
Uh-huh.
And if someone disagrees with the action of the executive director, they go to court. Now, the PNB can direct the executive director, but they can't direct him to violate the law. So, you know.
Right.
But it's in his ballpark as to whether or not people get access to the list, and it's the National Election Supervisor that decides whether or not anybody gets a star on their name on the ballot or on the election materials.
Right. Is there an ED at this moment?
Say again?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, there is.
There will always be an ED or an FDE.
Who is the ED?
It's still Greg, I believe.
It's still Greg.
He's technically on vacation until the end of the month, I believe. But then I don't know who the acting ED would be.
It would be Dave. If Greg were to stop being ED and there were no ED appointed, then it would be Dave Adler.
Oh, it would be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm looking at the calendar. The next Elections Committee meeting is set for October 22nd, so perhaps we should set our meeting for the next Monday, the 29th, following. Does that make sense?
It makes more sense to have a meeting before the next Elections Committee meeting, so that we could have a proposal for the meeting if we wanted them to approve anything.
Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds true. Are there any objections to the 15th? It's a Monday night, 8 p.m. Did someone just come on, or is that someone's computer booting up?
I don't think so.
All right, then, hearing no objections, we'll set the next meeting of this subcommittee for Monday, October 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern.
And I would suggest that to resolve possible challenges as to quorum issues, we adjourn this meeting to that time.
Good suggestion. Thank you very much. So instead of a new meeting, we will simply adjourn to October 15th at 8 p.m.
Yeah, and you should ask if there's any objection to that.
Don't we still need to... did we establish quorum for this meeting?
Well, we haven't, but no one else has come on. So four, I believe, was quorum, depending on the number of people who had signed up.
We can set a meeting without quorum.
Yes.
It doesn't matter whether it's...
And ratify it later. I think one of the questions that I will need to check is whether if committee members join this subcommittee, does that then change the quorum, or are we still working from the original appointed members? If we're working on the original list. Hmm?
And if the subcommittee fails to set regular meeting dates, the full committee can set a date for the subcommittee.
I see. All right, good enough. Well, then we will adjourn to October 15th if there are no objections. Well, hearing none, it's been a very nice meeting people.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Good to talk with you again.
Bye.
Yes. Jack?